line.
When those who practice in Raga Marga, they leave Vidhi Marga.
They are leaving that Vidhi Marga behind, leaving behind. That is the highest stage. But before that, they are worshipping the Raga Marga, living within this Vidhi Marga. And Guru Maharaj, what speaked in his last pastimes, that's very higher level conception. That is, divided it. First lesson, second lesson, third lesson, then fourth lesson we can hear this way, I think so. I cannot remember all, but it must be this way. If from here we shall try to go to Brajadham and we will try to practice that conception, we cannot do that, then necessary first position of liberation, then second position of practicing the up to what do you call it? Abna Dasharasa. Servitorship. Then third position, when hungerness comes for play with the divine abode. In the divine abode with Krishna and Radharani, and there are many varieties of service going by the arrangement, through arrangement of Yogamaya. And that is higher plane. But in the last days of life, Srila Guru Maharaj, he expressed that, and every higher ranked devotee coming to hear from Guru Maharaj, and only Guru Maharaj talking with them, this higher level conception, but not for the general, but mass. But when the Western devotees join with Guru Maharaj's mission, that time he not was very conscious, not maybe, he was within his own mood, actually. And he not try to differentiate who is able to get it, who not able to get it. He is thinking his darshan means his vision, was always present in higher level. Then Guru Maharaj expressed that higher level practice conception. I mention, it is not for all, actually. First we get liberation from this mundane attachment. If we will get it, then we can proceed happily. Otherwise, imitation will come to us. We can imitate that some way, but that is not actual gold. That is really imitation, and we will be cheated by us. Maybe it's mentioned in Golden Reflection. We do not want to be cheated. We have very short time. That is, we have got this human body, but uncertain. Time is not fixed. I shall stay 5 years or 10 years or 12 years, like that. Not fixed time in our hand. Any moment it will be finished. Then what is our hand? That lifetime we want to use properly and very drirotar sangi, determined way we want to proceed, not want to lose any moment. What will be fruitful for our life, that we want to do. Hearing and debating with others and spending some time, that is not actually necessary for us. What is in our hand, with that we shall try, heart and soul, to get that conception. And this way I may be expressed there. If we will not get the liberation position, liberated position, which way we will join with that the nirgun Bhagavanir lilay pravesh korbo. Of Krishna. Somebody can say, when Gurudev is non-different with Krishna, and it is true, that is, it's told, mentioned in scripture, Krishna appearing in form of Gurudev. But when Gurudev, not a liberated person, and he will think, it is true, that is, I am acting as a Gurudev, then I am Krishna. And I can play with gopis as well as the disciples. He can think it is cheating to others, first thing. And which way we can amra ki kore seta samadhan korte pari, which way? Which way we can solve that? We can solve this way. Krishna, he have done past times, not only play with gopis, he also took Govardhan hill in his hand. Then one big stone I can throw to my guru, and if guru can catch it, then we can say, yes, you can able to do lila. Practical. What is practical? What done Krishna, I cannot do that. Then which way I shall think I am as Krishna? It is foolishness. But when some opportunity coming to go to the illusion, then somebody going to the illusion, and they are cheating to others. Gurabho bahava santi shishya mitta apaharaka durlava sadguru devi shishya santa apaharaka. Who can give relief from that mundanity? That type of guru is very rare in this mundane world. And who can take money from the disciples, wealth from the disciples? That type of guru you will see everywhere. And this sloka, meanings of that sloka. Then giving cautiousness to us, caution to us, it is not true. Actual first stage, second stage, when we can cross, then we can think about third stage. And before that, we must be cheated by that conception. And it is a hidden matter. Yes, Prabhu?
Srila Maharaj, could you possibly explain what steps we can take in our day-to-day lives to develop genuine humility and not maybe protocol or etiquette?
What steps may we take in our, can we take in our lives to develop genuine humility and not only protocol or etiquette or social, you mean? Protocol? Protocol means...
I know protocol.
Yes. But genuine humility, how can we...
How steps, can we get steps, genuine humility?
Yes, what steps should we take in our life to get that genuine
humility? When we will think... it is example you can see. When we will see and ant going in the ground or somewhere, then I can feel the ant is very tiny in front of me. Khub khudra. It is tiny. In front of me, I am a big body holder, but the ant is very small. Then feelings come to me, I am bigger than ant, this idea. And when I am looking an elephant, then I must think, oh, he is bigger than me, bodily, but bigger than me. When I shall see the sky, then I can easily guess how much big I am in this universe. And realization necessary about my amar mane nije satta sambandhe,
my in connection with my existence
potency necessary to realize how much my existence potency. Then when I can understand I am a jiva soul, that potency is very tiny, and then my feelings also will come, Krishna is so great, but his service is so big, bigger way playing in the transcendental universe, but my service to Krishna must be very tiny. That is, I am very tiny so. And this way feelings will come to me. I must try to make myself more qualified. And that qualification will come with the association of the saint sadhu. And I not will forget my position in that divine service plane. When I shall mix with the real sadhu and I engage myself with them, that with the divine service activity, then I must feel myself is how much tiny, but I have got grand opportunity for the service to Krishna. This feeling necessary. When this feeling will come, then real humility also will come to me. And with that humility and tolerant, we can behave with this mundane affairs and easily can cross over this mundane plane. Actually, it is outward qualification. Outward, it's a bhajjik qualification.
External.
It is external qualification. And not to disturb the environment and not to disturb others or anybody or any soul, any form of soul, not to disturb them. And it is external qualification. Actually, eternal qualification will come other way. And that is, first qualification will come affection with that service, attachment and affection with that service. That is another level. And here I am a conditioned soul, then first necessary this qualification, not to disturb the environment and others. And it will come when I shall think what is my potential position in this mundane world. Jai Guru Maharaj. It is clear proof. It is actually mane external. Eta mane prathomik shorto. First condition, primary condition. Primary condition to leave that environment for the jiva soul, these three qualifications. And if we will follow that knowingly or unknowingly, always we will be mane wise man, not necessary. With the association of the sadhu, it gradually will come to me. That is, they are always talking about that service, transcendental service, mane words, katha ki, news, and service words appears, many things. That then, knowingly or unknowingly, necessary to make myself with the association of sadhu, not to disturb this environment. Otherwise, with my mood, I will be disturbed. Then humility, tolerant, and giving honor to others, it is very a primary qualification, Mahaprabhu shown. If I give honor to you, then you not will be disturbed with me, and you ignore me, or you can give honor to me also, return. That is your wish. But I not will expect from you, you must give honor, that is I am giving to honor to you. Basic. Another thing is that tolerant. In our life many things happening, always. Some disturbance, every hour, we are seeing that. Then we try to avoid that. That is, I have no time in my hand. If I shall involve with that, then I must be disturbed. Then tolerant is good. It's happened. Okay. It is wills of Krishna. This way we shall take that. And humility, always feelings will come. Oh, I am very tiny soul, and that world is very great, and service world. Which way I shall go? There. Necessary. Anywhere, if I will get any help, I must take that. Then always I shall be humble to others. This primary condition of qualification Mahaprabhu given us to. Yes, Prabhu, you are?
We were just down here before we were arrived.
Achha.
I guess.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Forgive me, I'm going to ask a very unnatural question. Your presence among us has been very glorious, and a lot of us are very, very moved. But still, there is a feeling amongst a lot of the ISKCON members that taking shelter from you and from your spiritual master is actually turning their back on Prabhupada and the movement that he started. Would you be kind enough to clarify and speak for a little while on this subject?
Yeah. Maharaj, can you understand? Very clear, necessary, this question.
We are very, feel very happy to, your presence is very great for us, and we are very honored, and we feel your presence is very glorious, and we have got much from you. However, still, unfortunately, there are many, there are some in International Society for Consciousness who may still be thinking, who still think that to take shelter of your Divine Grace and your Guru Maharaj is turning your back to Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Turning back?
Turning your back means leaving.
Leaving? Home.
Leaving Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, you mean? Not Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. If we come to your line and the line of your Guru Maharaj, there are many who think like this, this is turning your back, ignoring and leaving, abandoning Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Many think like that. Could you please speak something on that to clear that wrong thinking, unhappy thinking?
Actually, Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj both was very intimate friend. Also, Srila Swami Maharaj considering Srila Guru Maharaj as his Sikha Guru. Fact is that Srila Swami Maharaj, he wants to make his mission headed by Guru Maharaj in his grihastha life. When he was grihastha, from that time he tried. But Guru Maharaj not was eager to take any position as president of society. Then Guru Maharaj summarily and with honor, he advised to Srila Swami Maharaj, you go to Goswami Maharaj, another person, he also very great that time was. And it is necessary to know some little history, then you can understand. And Goswami Maharaj that time preaching heavily all over the India. He also was preacher far and west, preaching in church of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then Guru Maharaj told, and Goswami Maharaj was very dear friend of Srila Swami Maharaj also. And Srila Swami Maharaj, he publishing in the time of grihastha life also, that time, that is, he mentioned in his letter to me, Vrindavan, coming to me, Vrindavan, his son, wants to stay with me. That is, that time he was grihastha, I think. That letter also published in ISKCON book. My letter, I'm very foolish, I not kept any letter, but many devotees kept my letter. Swami Maharaj is given to me. That is, Swami Maharaj was my guardian. When I was in his house, Guru Maharaj gave that guardianship to Swami Maharaj. You look this boy. And Swami Maharaj teaching me Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And I learned from Srila Swami Maharaj Bhagavad Gita. That time he was Avai Babu. But great preacher. He have got association of Srila Guru Maharaj mostly in his life there. That is, before few, maybe 2 years, and within 2 years he have got 10 hours association with Saraswati Thakur, his guru there. Then mostly time he spent with our Guru Maharaj Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami. And that's maybe 10 to 12 years in his house. Swami Maharaj spent one house for Guru Maharaj, and time to time Guru Maharaj going to that house for Calcutta preaching, and Swami Maharaj using Srila Sridhar Maharaj as a preacher. He is bringing many friends to Guru Maharaj. But when he wants to make his mission with Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj has not accepted. Lastly also we are saying that when Swami Maharaj, after world tour, every time going to Srila Guru Maharaj for discussion, many things, and his preaching program, which way going, this way. That time also Swami Maharaj proposed, now Maharaj, you are not going to the West, and West coming to you, then you come to Mayapur and stay there, and I shall stay with you in Mayapur. And my disciple will make 2 houses, one for you, one for me, and we shall stay together.
On the roof. 2 houses on the roof.
And also you cannot walk down to up, then I shall arrange for you elevator. This way. It is taped and it is published. That is I am telling. Anyhow. Their relationship was very close, intimate. and they was very trained, actually. But that is Swami Maharaj always discussing with Guru Maharaj and getting satisfaction after discussion with Guru Maharaj. He is considering Guru Maharaj as his Sikha Guru, and he mentioned it. Then, my fortune is very good. I have got two Guru, one Sikha Guru and one Dikha Guru, from my childhood, from my young age. I was that time 17 years old, 1947, this story. And after 10 or 12 years, I cannot remember, I was in Calcutta Mott, in charge of, that is actually not Mott, House of Srila Swami Maharaj. And downstairs was laboratory of Swami Maharaj, and upstairs, first floor, there we are living, 4, 6, sometimes 8, 10 brahmacharis. We are living there, and I was there in charge. In charge means I am cleaning that house, cleaning the pots, other brahmacharis' clothes, and I am cooking, and I am reading some Sanskrit, noontime going, and 3 o'clock, that habit till I have. 3 o'clock, after 3 o'clock I cannot stay in my bed. Anyway, I wake up. Maybe I sleep 12 o'clock, but 3 o'clock must my sleep will go. And that time, no electricity, only the lamp, kerosene lamp. Through that I am reading some Sanskrit. And when Guru Maharaj not was there in Siddhakanta Banerjee Lane, Guru Maharaj going to Navadvip or somewhere, that time Guru Maharaj told me, you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Sripad Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj, 8 to 9 o'clock, maybe 8.30 to 9.30, 1 hour, someday 2 hours, he is teaching me Bhagavad Gita. He is translating that time. But our relationship was very, home.
Family.
Like a family relationship. Sometimes I am quarreling with his son, Mathura, Swami Maharaj, and fighting also. But Swami Maharaj giving nourishment to both. And happily, Srila Swami Maharaj, his affection giving to us all. He was very affectionate also. Anyhow, that was our previous position. And when every year Swami Maharaj coming after tour, world tour, to Guru Maharaj and reporting all his preaching, missionary work, Guru Maharaj hearing that very happy feeling coming and praising Srila Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj also questioning Guru Maharaj, many critical questions. Guru Maharaj giving answer. Swami Maharaj was very happy to hear that. And lastly, Swami Maharaj wants to stay with Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj do not want to leave Chaitanya Saraswati Math, that Aparad Bhanjan Path, Kolodip, Navadip. He told, I can go time to time, but always I can stay in Mayapur. Anyhow, one day's conversation, Swami Maharaj telling to Guru Maharaj, I have no real association. What a key? Association. Consultation. For consultation, I have none one. Anything I want to consult about Krishna consciousness or about my preaching work, but none one, my friend, that is, I am inviting you, please come and stay in Mayapur. Sometimes I shall get some advice and I shall feel very happy, and together we shall stay. That is, Guru Maharaj, after Srila Swami Maharaj, when some disturbance come in ISKCON, Mart, about Guru position, and Guru Maharaj knows it, it will come. But Guru Maharaj do not know who is the fittest person there. That is, Guru Maharaj not told, not given any advice to them. Actually, they are chosen. Swami Maharaj gave a Ritvik position of some of his senior devotees. Ritvik means as same as Guru. That is the Ritvik. That is order of Guru. It is one kind of power of attorney, you know, power of attorney giving someone. Ritvik means power of attorney, Guru giving someone the power of, you can sell this or you can buy this on behalf of me. Anyway, that is the power of attorney. And Ritvik position is like that, power of attorney. And Srila Swami Maharaj, that is, he was very old, always cannot go everywhere and cannot do the disciple. That is, many coming to me, coming to him. That is, he's given charge, Ritvik charge. And also, not required with each other, then maybe divided some zone. Yeah, this section you will see, this section you will see. I do not know that history. It is beyond my knowledge. But later when I have seen they are divided zone system, then I think it is must be advice of Srila Swami Maharaj. Anyhow, then many of the devotees, after Srila Swami Maharaj not was very satisfied with some persons, it is possible that is they are all is thinking, my God brother. Here is some difference with Chaitanya Saraswata Math and ISKCON. Our God brother, they are thinking me as my disciple. Thinking me, I am Guru, and they are proceeding and practicing as my disciple. This is Guru Maharaj's conception. When Guru Maharaj gave charge as a Guru, they must give honor as Guru. And they are giving that. Not only that, Srila Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj is present in front of you. He is disciple of Srila Swami Maharaj. But 20 years maybe, maybe 15 years with Guru Maharaj. 13, 15 years. Srila Swami Maharaj told to Srila Sagar Maharaj, when he wants to know any specific type of Krishna consciousness, or where you cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam conception, you must go to Sridhar Maharaj. And only one man in this world, he can teach everybody. And this is my advice to you. When you will think it is necessary to get association of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then you will go to Sridhar Maharaj. And that way, after disappearance of Srila Swami Maharaj, Sripa Sagar Maharaj come to Srila Guru Maharaj. And Iskarnath was happy with him. I think naturally, which way they will be happy? From their mission, someone, personality, if we go to other side. But there is something, a wrong idea I am thinking. Actually, it is not other side. It is in same side. I am considering Srila Swami Maharaj my Guru. I am not differentiating Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru. That is conception of Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru. It is same in Chaitanya Charitamrita we are looking. We are seeing in Chaitanya Charitamrita Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru non-different. Then which way I shall differentiate my Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru? And not only Srila Swami Maharaj, many of God brothers of Guru Maharaj, they are also my Shikha Guru. And I am not differentiating. I am not differentiating them. When they are coming to see Guru Maharaj, I am giving nourishment as Guru Maharaj to them also. And when Swami Maharaj is gone after preaching in the West, nobody gave reception or affection. Nobody shown his God brothers very much affection to him, and he was very unhappy. And that letters also with me. See, he was very unhappy, not only that, he is complaining to Guru Maharaj, that God brother doing this wrong, that God brother doing that wrong. Please, everybody have some respect for you, and you say them, don't do it against my mission. And Guru Maharaj called them, and Guru Maharaj told them, why you are doing this? What Swami Maharaj has done, that is miracle. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur tried so much and so many way to preach in the West, but he was not successful. And Srila Swami Maharaj alone he have done this big preaching mission. And actually he is drumming and you are kartal. You are playing kartal in India, but he is drumming all over the world. You must give respect to Swami Maharaj that way. But in front of Guru Maharaj they cannot tell anything, but behind Guru Maharaj they was not very happy. One day it happened, you will be surprised to hear, not to be surprised also. Nobody wants to take one glass of water from Swami Maharaj's mission, temple. They are thinking Swami Maharaj fall down with the mlecha. With the mlecha English? You know mlecha? What? Then Swami Maharaj lose his caste. Non-Vaidic civilization, he mixed with non-Vaidic civilization, then he fall down. And they not took prasadam, not a glass of dabet jal, green coconut oil, water, also not wants to take. That was relation. But they are going, inviting Swami Maharaj, and going to Swami Maharaj's mart, but they are not taking coconut water from his mart. But when Swami Maharaj objection given to Guru Maharaj, why they are doing with me that? They are not taking, I am offering prasadam, they are throwing prasadam outside of the temple. Then what is this? Then Guru Maharaj said, you arrange for me prasadam and I shall go there and I shall take. But Guru Maharaj was Brahmin, and he also maintaining some customs. But when it's happened, Guru Maharaj told, you arrange there and I shall go, and who wants to go with me, he will go. That time four person, God brother of Guru Maharaj, was with Guru Maharaj. That photo I have seen, the book of, there you have seen my photo also. You will see my photo and my back portion. Hair, curling hair I have that time. You will see that. That photo I have seen in the book. That the first day, Guru Maharaj taking prasadam and the Western devotee distributing prasadam to Guru Maharaj. And that day Paramahansa Maharaj was with Guru Maharaj, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj with Guru Maharaj, and another two, three, I cannot remember. And myself also, and one boy was there. Anyhow, after that, when Sridhar Maharaj took prasadam in his temple, and what they will do, that is, they have much respect for Sridhar Maharaj. They cannot say anything. Then Guru Maharaj told, now you can invite all the societal Vaishnavas, all the moths, you invite, and they must come to take prasadam in your mot. And Srila Sai Maharaj make one festival, and there from all mot gone some brahmacharis and sannyasins and took prasadam. That time it was Thatched House in ISKCON. One big building there, but Thatched House also existing that time. And I can remember who make the chana dalla means?
Vegetable
cheese, yeah? Chana dalla, you know. It took many times in Navadvip, maybe. And he cannot make very nicely, that is, he make chana through the lemon. And lemon's, what I cover that, skin is bitter, and he whole lemon he get mashed. Then it was bitter taste. I also was there, and I took, and everybody eating that. Then with everybody, Srila Swami Maharaj have some good connection come back. This is first history. And then they tried, Guru Maharaj himself, he purchased the land in Mayapur, first land, and I was searcher, where will get that land for Srila Swami Maharaj. And Achyutananda, one disciple of Srila Swami Maharaj, he was there. Guru Maharaj told to Achyutananda, Govinda Maharaj has have not much time, you search where is suitable land, and Govinda Maharaj will arrange that land for Srila Swami Maharaj. And this way, 1 acre, first purchased in Mayapur, ISKCON Mutt, there come, first ISKCON Mutt's land. Then later, the devotees of ISKCON, they purchased many. Now maybe 1,000 acres, their land. But first land purchased by me for Swami Maharaj. They are in Mayapur. If I shall not go there, they will not get it, actually. That is, I am hiding. It is for Swami Maharaj. If I tell to others, they will make disturbance. Then first, when purchase that land in the name of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, we organize. That was the history. But after purchasing, also many objections come, and that letter with me, till that letter with me, and signature of Srila Swami Maharaj. But I not come to show that. That is, it is, I do not know this type of conversation will come in our meeting. It is beyond my dharana, conception. Anyhow, and that was our relationship with Srila Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, also myself. Everywhere, I am acting as secretary of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj is not doing himself, he is only advising. And all work I am doing that time. Now from my young age, I was secretary of Chaitanya Sahasrama. Anyhow, that was our relationship. And after disappearance of Swami Maharaj, that is, in the time of Swami Maharaj, many of the ISKCON devotees coming with Swami Maharaj to see Guru Maharaj. And that is Srila Swami Maharaj praising Srila Guru Maharaj as his Sikha Guru. Automatically they have some attraction for Guru Maharaj also. And as a Sikha Guru they come to Srila Guru Maharaj sometimes. But it is true, when one mission lose, they are head of the department. That guru, they must be some confused. And it is very normal. Where is no one guru, then confusion will come. And that way some confusedness come. And few determined devotees of Srila Swami Maharaj, they are coming sometimes to see Srila Guru Maharaj. Sometimes, not always coming, and not cannot stay always in India. There is some difficulty of passport visa, main difficulty. But when they are coming to Mayapur, they are coming to see Srila Guru Maharaj. And that was main objection of ISKCON. Why they are going?